Hit me, baby, one more time, because I'm playing blackjack. Your boy loves it, and that's why I love freaking DraftKings Casino, all right? Look, play exclusive games like Fan Fave Rocket. The excitement is endless, okay? The vibes are right, and the cash could be huge, okay? New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code NOCHASER5 to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours, bitch!
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a heartache.
Tell me why.
Ain't nothing but a mistake. Tell me why.
I never wanna hear you say I want it that way.
What's up, y'all? Welcome back to the No Chaser Podcast.
I want it that way.
I'm Drew John the Wrong Suit.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
And today we got a very special episode. Wow, I've known this girl for a long time. We don't like talk or nothing like that, but I met her a long ass time ago. Stand-up comedian, model, actress. She was on Girl Code, Guy Code, all the codes. Make some noise. Melanie Iglesias. Yay. What's good? Oh, you be singing too?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'm a better writer than a singer.
Okay. We'll get into it.
Okay.
First of all, would you like some tequila?
Sure. I guess so.
Cool. I was like, you know, I always ask the guests, like, do you want to sip on anything while we're here? She was like, sure. And I was like, what's your preference? She was like, whatever y'all be sipping on, it looks cool. I'm like, all right, cool.
I never drink this early because I feel like when you drink early, you have to keep drinking.
No.
For me, like I'm like in my mid-30s, and like if I stop drinking, I will take a nap.
Take a nap.
What's wrong with
that? Look, that's the beauty of being in your mid-30s. You can take a nap.
We just whisper the rest of the episode.
Don't wake Melanie. Yeah.
So anyway,
that's my favorite.
She's from
play.
Brooklyn, man.
So you're from Brooklyn.
From Brooklyn.
That's in New York.
It's not in the Bronx.
Cheers to you. Hey, that's off camera shit. Cheers.
Cheers
to you. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
So funny.
Melanie Iglesias, I met you so long ago.
Do you remember how we met?
No.
I feel like I was somewhere in LA and you said, I saw you somewhere and you put me in your vlog. One of your old...
Oh, that's what it was. Wilding Out Auditions.
Oh, that's what it was.
Yes. Damn. So that had to be like 2012.
No, it was like 15, 14.
Nah, bro, because when the reboot of Wilding Out premiered, it was 2013.
Oh, I think you're right.
Okay. I am.
I've been a damn. Yeah, you're right. I was auditioning to host the show, to co-host, co-host before they got a DJ.
Really?
Yeah. And the reason why I didn't go on to do that, I'm not going to name names, but they told me that the audience wouldn't distinguish me from a Wild and Out girl, and I was like, what's wrong with that anyway? But and I was also hosting four other shows on the network with like conflicting schedules
on MTV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know. Girl Code, Guy Code, he's going hard with the codes.
I did the baseball show.
The baseball show, what's that?
It was, exactly. That's why we only got one season. It was called a MLB Fan Cave, off the bat from the MLB Fan Cave.
On MTV?
On MTV. They were trying to get young kids interested in baseball. And they were like, let's get Melanie on this, because I'm such a baseball fanatic.
Yeah, it just makes sense.
They found out that my stepdad played minor league baseball, and they were like, oh, she's a shoo-in.
You got this, you know what a bat is. Is, right?
Yeah. It was a fun show. I was sad I didn't get, because I got to travel like so much, like every day for that show for like the whole baseball season.
Interesting.
Cool.
And I was the first woman and non-baseball player to have my own float in the MLB parade.
What?
I know.
You had your own float?
Yeah.
Was it like a big
your head?
So they pitched it to me. They pitched it to me. No, it was everybody had their own car. I had like a little Corvette.
Yeah.
And it had my name, Melanie Iglesias, on it. I asked if I could bring my boyfriend at the time. They were like, no. I just played the All-Star game. Mm. I did the Celebrity All-Star game. And they were like, we have a great idea. We're going to pitch a segment to you. We want you to be on the float and we're going to film you for the show. And I was like, oh my God, this is going to be so cool. I'm making history. They're like, you're going to make history as the first woman. And then I got heckled the entire time.
Oh, boo.
Going 2 miles an hour on a 5 mile radius.
No. Can't even speed by.
Can't even speed by in a Corvette for no reason. I may as well have been in a freaking golf cart.
Corvette with your name on it.
And I was like, I'm sorry. They were like, boo, where's John Carlos Stanton? I was like, I'm so sorry. He's behind me. The judge is coming up next.
What were the hecklers saying?
They were like, who are you? We don't know her.
And the parade was in New York?
It was in, I think, Kansas City.
Oh, shit.
Or no, somewhere in the Midwest.
Missouri loves company is what they say, right?
Yeah, so it was a fun, I had a great weekend. I had a better time than probably everybody watching me, but whatever.
I'm an asshole.
Made history, though.
Yeah. Who gets so mad at a parade?
Yeah, it's a fucking parade.
They're like day drinking and stuff.
We want to look at somebody else drive by really slow.
And I had like cleavage up to here. They're like, we don't care.
We don't want titty. Baseball. Where are the dudes at, man?
It was really humbling and so funny.
Well, shit, man.
Good stuff.
So you auditioned. I met you yet to audition. I was auditioning to be a cast member, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know you was auditioning to be a host. I remember also seeing you in the auditions, the group auditions for mm-hmm. the cast as
yeah.
well.
Yeah.
Which is interesting, right? Because, yeah, like, there weren't a lot of, I didn't know you were funny at the time.
You didn't understand the duality of women.
I know some dual-ass girls, but I just didn't know you were one of those.
Wait, they can look like that and act like that at the same time? That's crazy.
That's crazy. And then I tell you what, during the auditions, hey, she was funny.
Thank you.
Isn't that crazy?
I had an improv background.
Oh, shit. Really?
I did. I studied at UCB for a few years.
What?
I know. And I took sketch writing classes and all that.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea.
I know. I don't go talking about it.
No, talk your shit,
but,
man.
But I think the reason why I got on MTV is because they found me. I was like doing… I like won this Maxim contest and I was uploading videos for Maxim.com and I was talking about men's pickup lines, like dishing shit like back to them, you know. Mm. And they were like, oh, we got this girl has something we've never seen before.
She's a firecracker.
Yeah. And then MTV saw that and they changed my life.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was crazy. Nice.
And then how many seasons of…
What the fuck?
I know.
What the hell?
I hit the Shaggy right now.
It's a demon, y'all.
It was a little bubble in my throat. In me throat.
A little bubble in my throat. I don't know.
That Shaggy. I was like, I don't know what the fuck is happening. No. Scooby-Doo, but all right.
No, this wasn't Shaggy it? Right there. I don't know
I
what
thought
happened.
You were doing impressions.
No, I don't know what happened.
That was crazy.
It's like puberty.
All right, anyways.
You had to just go through it, too.
Yeah.
I was trying to get through it.
Damn, that was wild. I don't even remember what I was going to say. How did guy code, girl code come about?
So I was doing the stuff for Maxim, and Maxim called me and said, hey, there's an MTV pilot. They're asking for you. Mm. Can you shoot the pilot? I'm like, well, do they have money? Because I didn't even have money. Even though I was doing all this Maxim stuff, I got paid like $100 a day mm-hmm. whenever they did have me on a gigs, and it wasn't like enough to like pay rent or anything. So I was like, I can't do the audition if they're not going to pay me to do it. Oh, I've done a lot of pilots before that never got picked up.
You were trying to get paid to audition?
To audition, yeah. And they did. They were like, okay, we'll give you $200 cash. I was like, I'll see you there.
Man, that's crazy. That's that hot girl shit.
And then I did the audition. I did my own makeup and everything. And it ended up being the pilot episode. And it aired. Like, my audition ended up airing. That's the first episode.
That's crazy.
And the rest is history. We did, I think, 5 seasons of Guy Code, mm-hmm. 3 seasons of Girl Code, the baseball show. And then what was… Oh, the spinoff of Guy Code, Guy Court, where I was a bailiff.
Oh, damn.
And I got to punish men. It was so fun.
Fun.
I should have been a dominatrix because I had a lot of fun punishing those guys.
Would you ever? What were you
There's
doing?
Still time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to do the comedy stuff first and see how that pans out. And
Combinatrix.
Yeah. Wow.
That'd be amazing.
Bang, really bang. Drop the bomb on that. That's crazy.
I'm like, laugh at my joke. I'm going to fuck you up. Can I curse? Oops, too late.
No. Let them fly. That's so funny. What did you do to punish men on the court show?
Oh, my God. I drew like a penis on one of their faces. Just humiliating stuff. I smashed one guy's head into a wedding cake. And then we didn't know they left the spikes in the cake that hold the tears together.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the guy, I almost took a guy's eye out. He's like, it's okay. I love you. And I was like, oh my God. I felt so bad. It wasn't a liability on me. It was MTV's problem. But I was freaking out.
Jeez.
I felt bad for him. That was the only person I felt bad for. He got injured for real. But...
Combinatrix.
I know. I'm going to use that. I'm going to put that in my Instagram.
Within your bit. Yeah. Fuck it. I steal Rick jokes all the time, so.
it's a thing.
Ghostwriter.
It's just one of those situations where he'll say a joke quietly. I'll be like, ta-ha. He said blah, blah, blah. And everyone just laughs.
All right, fuck you guys.
So you do stand-up too?
Yeah. Wait, so how did you get on MTV then?
No, I literally, so when Nick was bringing Wildin' Out back, somebody actually hit me up and they were like, yo, Nick Cannon's bringing Wildin' Out back. You should audition, right? And I always thought I'd be good on Wildin' Out. So
You have like, so many different, we're kind of similar. We have a lot of.
Yeah, we're just multifaceted people, bunch of shit going on. And so I followed Nick Cannon on Twitter. And then I had already been kind of doing YouTube shit at the time. So he tweeted one day, who's the funniest person online? Whoever gets the most retweets of hashtag Wildin' Out needs me, I'll audition personally. So I had my, my minions retweet. And then someone DM'd me saying like, oh, if you want to audition, contact this person. And I also had a mutual homie who knew Niall, who was like, yo, I know the producer if you're serious about auditioning. And then so... there was that also. So I went to audition and then
that's so cool.
Yeah, man.
We're similar.
And then Guy Code hit me
to
be on a couple episodes. And I remember being like, I'm the first Asian dude on Guy Code. Let's go. And then I forgot that like Akash was on that shit too. Yeah. And I was like, oh, yeah. No, we do count them.
Yeah. Oh, that's funny.
I'm like, yeah. No, yeah. Oh, I get. Yeah. Y'all too. But the first.
he wanted to say real so bad. First, real.
How many seasons of Wild 'N Out did you do?
I did 8 seasons. 6 years.
Damn.
So I was filming from 2013 to like 2019. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, that's so cool.
Then we kind of like broke up. You never wanted to, so you auditioned for Wildin' Out. Mm-hmm. Did they ever be like, all right, we're not going to have you on the cast, but you be a Wildin' Out girl though?
They didn't even offer that.
Really?
No, I think that they thought I probably wasn't interested. I'm not sure if I would have been open to it at the time. I had a really full plate. But I was interested in definitely more like hosting stuff because it just came more naturally to me. Mm-hmm. I didn't aspire to do any of that. I didn't know I was going to be on MTV. I remember when I was younger, I used to be on Room Raiders. I used to always keep my room clean just in case they were going to pop up with a van outside. And then, I don't know, my whole life has been like me ignoring what I'm actually good at and just going with whatever people tell me I should do. Mm. I think in life, you don't know what you're supposed to do sometimes until people point out, hey, you know, you're actually really good at that.
Yeah, that's true, man.
So that whole MTV stuff was just like me going with the flow. Mm-hmm. I was just operating in flow of things and just saying yes to every opportunity. And then I remember just... the level of fans that MTV brings was spooking me. And I was going through like a hard time in like 2015, 2016.
How so?
And well, I went through something that I'm going to save for when I have my own podcast.
Okay.
Or maybe next time I come back.
Whatever.
But, I went through something transformative, and then it made me question everything. And at the time, I didn't want to be bothered. Like, I didn't have any privacy anywhere. Like, I'm very independent. Mm. I grew up like one of eight kids, so I got extremely ignored. Shit, yeah. I'm like the second child, you know, of eight. And I was just used to doing everything like on my own. Mm. And I remember like going to do laundry and people would stop me. Men would follow me home from bars. It was just... I just needed a break to figure out what I wanted to do. And I realized that I wasn't living in my truth. Like I'm really grateful for the opportunity, but I wanted a chance to like be an artist that I never got to be. Cause my parents are both artists. My dad plays like, I don't know, 11 instruments. He plays so many instruments. Yeah. And my mom paints and she's extremely creative and she does art and sculptural stuff. Mm. And, you know, so I just wanted to just express myself and go into a creative like hole and just like crawl away from everything. I was really overwhelmed. I would tell people like, do you get excited like from being nice to people all day? And they'd be like, no. Because I never wanted to make people feel bad about meeting me or coming up to me. So I would give everyone my undivided attention and I would go home and have no energy for me. Mm. You know?
You know, you gotta keep that balance. You know,
Yeah.
It's why I say no to meet and greets unless the bag is right. Cause I'd be like, bruh.
You see, I'll do them for free.
Oh,
and then
God,
I'm just
girl.
Like so sleepy after.
No,
oh my
it's
God.
So sleepy after.
I have no time for my hobby.
Yeah. Cause like, I'll be like, look, performing is one thing, but the meet and greets are what's really exhausting.
Yeah.
Like, mentally, emotionally exhausting.
Oh, being around people and you don't really know them. It's, you have to give... You know, that energy is contagious.
You got to turn it up.
You have to turn it up. Mm. And not only that, some people just suck the energy right out of you. You know what I mean? Because they just need so much. And I'm so polite and I don't ever want to... People have driven so far to come to some of the things I've been part of. Mm-hmm. And I feel bad that they drove 8 hours. And even though I wasn't scheduled to do a meet and greet, I'm like, let's hang out.
Oh, God.
I know you have a long ride home. And I end up becoming like besties with people who would just come out and support. And I had to like go talk to someone. I'm like, I don't know how to put up a boundary.
Yeah.
I feel guilty when anyone does anything for me. Anyone who's ever been to a show is like one of my besties. Like, shout out to you.
Yeah. No, look, I fuck with y'all. I appreciate it all day. But like,
I'm like on a first name basis with like hundreds of people that have just come to see
That's
me.
That's so funny. It's always kind of funny when they tell you that though, because it's like, what you try to get for that, bro? I ain't tell you to drive all them hours, but they always let you know. We came all the way from such and such. Like, damn, now I feel like I gotta be more excited.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, thank you,
That's
man.
That's crazy. What's I going love on you after, so much.
What's going on after this? I'm like, man.
Well, you gotta get back home, right? That's gonna take
a
while.
What are you about to do?
Yeah. You should probably head out.
Oh, shit, man. Oh, yeah.
So, 10-hour drive back, huh? All right, cool. Well, have fun with that, big dog.
And like some of these men would try to kiss me.
Like, during like meet and greets and shit?
Yeah, like so I went on hiatus. I don't think anyone noticed.
No, was
like,
I was going to ask
you. It was like
you.
During COVID.
Yeah.
My last show was right before COVID, like right before shutdown, lockdown.
Like a stand-up show?
I was singing.
Okay.
And it was in Seattle, and I had never been there before. Mm. And someone drove 8 hours from Canada to come watch me perform
at
this like
Canadian
little venue with just my girlfriends. We just wanted to go on tour together, like with my friends. And this guy was like, "Oh, I drove 8 hours to come see you," and that was a red flag.
Yo, let's have some fun and rewind back to the days of relaxing on the beach and all-day fun with Spring Break on DraftKings Casino. Play exclusive games like Fan Favorite Rocket. The excitement is endless, the vibes are nice, and the cash prizes could be huge. You know your boy loves to play a little blackjack. Bam! Hit me! Bam! Hit me! Bam! Hit me! Oh my God, I went over, but I don't care. Hit me again. That's how much fun I'm having. I don't even care, bro. I don't even know what adds what to make 21. I just like playing. New players start playing with just $5 and get 100 back instantly in casino credits. Download the app and use code NOCHASER5 to book your one-way ticket to fun with DraftKings Casino. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. 21 and over. Physically present in Connecticut, Michigan, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, West Virginia only. Void in Ontario. Eligibility and other restrictions apply. One per opted-in new customer. $5 wager required. Max $100 in casino credits awarded which require one-time playthrough within 168 hours. See terms at casino.draftkings.com/promos. Restrictions apply.
I should have known because my dad has never put that kind of effort into coming into any of my shows. So I was like, but I ignored it. And then I was just talking. We were talking for like a good, I felt bad. When he said he drove 8 hours, I felt so bad because I always wanted to go eat and go to sleep. But then he tried to kiss me. And
on the mouth?
Yeah, he just leaned in like closed his eyes and everything. And I was like, oh, God. so it spooked me. So then I immediately, like, my friend took me and I left. And then I blocked this guy because he started DMing me on Instagram. And after I blocked him, all hell broke loose. Like, he made thousands of accounts harassing me. And I was like, I'm done. I don't want to see anybody ever again. Oh. And I hid for like 3 years during the pandemic totally by myself. And I just got really creative and I emerged a whole new person. And I don't feel bad for people anymore, especially men who like try to pressure me into being nice to them because I, you know, the guilt trip. And stuff. I'm not that girl anymore.
Yeah, man.
It was.
I was just going to say, this is why women don't be nice. Because y'all don't let them be nice.
Exactly. But I feel like when I'm nice to someone, they think I want them.
Exactly.
And then when I'm a bitch, they think I'm playing hard to get. I just got to start kicking people in the nuts, I think. I don't know how else to send a message.
I'm going
to
make you a shirt that says, I don't want you.
They ain't going to think she a bitch.
I know.
That's fine.
Better, yeah, I was going to say.
And the thing is, fun. I've been single for 7 years. You think I'm playing hard to get with everybody? No. Maybe I just am not interested.
Yeah, I mean, I was gonna say, look, I was definitely a dude, and Rick can attest to this, that like, let a girl be a little bit nice. I'd be like, hey dog, I think she's
feeling
me.
She looked
she's
at me.
Feeling me, bro. she kept eye contact for longer than 1.5 seconds, dog. I think she wants my dick, dog. Hey, fall back, bro. I don't care if she brought you flowers, bro. She looked at me in the eyes, dog.
Tim is the guy when you search on Google and Quora comes up and it's like, a girl maintained eye contact with me for 3 seconds. Does she want me?
What does this mean?
What does this mean? I brought a ring already, but before I propose, just want clarification.
And I'll tell you this, I was wrong a lot of the time.
Weird.
They don't always want you, man.
So how do you know a girl definitely doesn't want you?
well, look, that's difficult for me. Like, of course, I'm married now, right?
Right.
But in my single days, I was definitely a... okay, for one, I'm like, oh, she gave me a little eye contact. I think she wants me. And it was a like,
help.
I'm going after it. You know what I'm saying? If it was like, if I thought it was like, I'ma see what's good.
Not
know?
In a lean in, try to kiss this woman that you have no reason to be kissing kind of way. Just to be clear.
No, I'm not
just
gonna lie. That's happened as well.
Oh, God.
Where I got a little bit of eye contact and I'm like, oh.
This is it.
I'm like, oh, she wants a kiss.
This is the moment.
And I might like, but you know, I be in the club and
so
like
she just leaned back.
Well, there was a situation once, like where it was a homegirl's birthday, and like, and she was all in my eyes. I thought at her birthday, and I'm like, okay, cool. She just wants, and mind you, I mean, look, you know me, Rick. I just like random kissing too. Like when I was single, I just like if someone wanted to kiss, I'm like, yeah, let's fucking kiss.
Kissing is fun.
It doesn't even mean anything.
Yeah.
So it was a homegirl who was in my eyes, and I she was just appreciative that I was at her birthday, I guess. And I was like, okay, cool. She wants to kiss real quick, and I was trying to like give her a little peck, like happy birthday, it's your birthday. And she was like, oh my god, my boyfriend's right there. And I was like, oh shit. My bad. I misread that completely.
Totally.
And then so
misread what? I said thanks for coming.
And then just, yeah, exactly. And then like it was a whole thing, and I was like, oh shit, my fault. And like dude was mad, and I was trying to be like, hey dog, I didn't know, I didn't mean. And he was like, dude. Just don't even talk to me. And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm sorry. And the homegirl's homegirl was like, you should probably go. And it's like, all right, I'm out.
I mean, you should have excused yourself after that no matter what.
Probably. I thought I could probably.
No one should tell you to leave after that.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you know how it is when like a girl looks like she want to kiss, right? It don't matter.
I would love to know what that look is, because I feel like I do that look all the time without
it
knowing.
Doesn't exist.
No, I think a lot of men just have wishful thinking.
And that's what you kind of learn. I think there is a look. but it's also like you gotta, especially nowadays, you gotta make sure. Cause like I used to always think like, okay, look, if I'm face to face and we got the prolonged eye contact, I'm like, yeah, let me just right,
that but boy be you watching
know,
movies.
But I've learned that's not the case. You know what I'm saying? Thank
See,
God,
I'm
I don't have
always
to...
the aggressor in the situation.
Okay, well that's a blessing.
Yeah, like I will totally make the. I have no problem. A lot of when I used to date men, I don't date men anymore.
you date girls now?
I date anyone except men. it's not new. It's something I feel like dating men. Oh, man, I think I'm like a masochist.
Okay.
Like it never, I'm not emotionally connected to them. I find men attractive, but I don't have emotional connection with them.
Because of negative experiences?
Just negative experiences. I don't think that I've ever been connected to a man emotionally.
Ever, like, ever?
Like I think my ego was probably hung up on things and like I wanted like certain validation, but I don't think it was like love. Yeah, I think it was like, well, I have a bit about this. I've been working out on stage, but I say I never knew what love was supposed to look like because my parents like did not get along. Mm. You know, I watched my mom like throw shit at my dad's head and like, you know, like get really good into it. So when, you know, my ex and I would fight, you know, and he would do awful things to me, I'd call my mom and be like, I think I found the one. Like I didn't know. It's a
that's a great bit.
Yeah. I mean it's funny, I left some stuff out.
No, that's solid.
But yeah, it's a I didn't know and I kept trying because, you know, and I also feel like all the straight women that I know that are in a heterosexual relationship are like, no offense, I don't know your situation with your wife, but like they're in the trenches, man. Like it is like bad. Like it like they're like, oh, but I know he loves me. Like how? How? I don't know.
That's so funny because, you know, I always kind of keep that in mind because I've heard people say, like, I believe in marriage because my parents had a great relationship or blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. So even when I'm like annoyed with my wife in front of the babies, I'd be like, hey, I love you so much.
Because, that's good though.
Yeah, because also like my 3-year-old, she's so perceptive now. Mm-hmm. So even when I fuck around, when I'm pretending to be mad, because you know, I like to fuck around. Mm. Like when I'll be like, you know, like random example, like made up example. I'd be like, why you wash the dishes, right? Some dumb shit like that. Like my 3-year-old Veda, she'll be like, Daddy, why you talk loud to mommy? Like shit like that, right? I'm like, oh shit, she's paying attention.
Oh, I love her.
So I don't even joke like that.
Because she's gonna mirror that in her relationships in the future. Right. So you have to set the bar really high because she's gonna want what you
Because mommy's an asshole. Oh, okay.
But I say it really nicely. Yeah. Asshole.
You gotta argue in private when the kids are sleeping somewhere else. There's just also rules to arguing. You know, you shouldn't ever throw anything. I found out way too late. I didn't know you weren't supposed to punch holes in the wall. I didn't know. You know, I had no clue. And I'm like, whoa, I can't date a man ever again because I have no idea what that was supposed to look like. Like
girls be punching walls. What you mean?
Okay, but it's like cuter.
Totally unrelated. I identify as anything but a man now.
I say I'm bisexual, which means I'm attracted to anyone who buys me anything. I haven't been able to work
since the
pandemic because my stalker and shit. I just did a show for the first time like a week ago and someone made me uncomfortable again.
Tell
like,
us.
This guy brought me a ring. He's probably going to watch this. He brought me a ring and wanted me to like open it in front of him. I'm like, are you proposing? I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
And I was like, thank you.
And he thought he was being cute.
Yeah, and there was like a line of people waiting to, you know, do you do stand up? You dabbled?
I have dabbled. Yeah. I might dabble again because the homie's doing some shows. Yeah. But yeah.
Okay, cool. So yeah, there was a line forming at the end. I free meet and greet like I always do. Mm-hmm. And I have to work on that.
You charge for an audition.
You
charge for a meet and greet.
I know. I charge like corporations.
That's pre-pandemic,
you know what I mean?
Her.
That's like charging MTV. Like it's I can't charge a human. Like, I don't know. It's
just
I feel
pretend
bad.
They're all men.
Well, I was like, you know, I was like, okay, I was like, we can finish. I was like, I'm sorry, we have to wrap this up because there's people waiting. He's like, oh, I'll wait for you. And he sat right behind me at the bar.
God.
And I had to get all of my friends to like sneak me out of there in plain sight because there's only one exit. And then he wrote me like this long email and sent it to like my manager. And he was like, let me know when you want to drive to Vegas. I'll pick you up. I'm like, what do you think? Like people are severely mentally ill and they don't know because the internet And I say that as someone who struggles with mental illness.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know. Undiagnosed, but there's definitely some shit that's like, what clearly.
That you need to figure out. We all got shit we need to figure out. Go ahead. Yeah.
But yeah, so, you know, no boundaries or anything. And my manager was like, hey, this is not an email where you can just ask people on dates. Like, and like, this is not going to happen.
Yeah.
Know? And for a minute, I was like, I don't know if I want to do this shit anymore, but I'm done letting men dictate like what I do. So I'm like, yeah. I'm not going to stop performing because I'm uncomfortable. I just need to get a gun, you know? So,
yes.
And be like.
Yeah, or some mace at the very least for the close encounters. Yeah.
Well,
good, man.
Make your whole set that.
Yeah.
Talking shit about how stupid these men are.
Yeah.
Shame them out of being that way.
Take your gun out during your set.
You know what I hate more than anything?
People who bring me gifts and expect something afterwards. I like the gifts, but don't expect anything afterwards.
Leave the gift at the door. Back the fuck up, son.
By the way, it's $5,000 for a photo after the show.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. Well, just because my sanity is
not. He puts
his
camera down.
But for sure, find that balance, though. You know what I'm saying? Because mean greets, look.
I'm finding it.
Good for you. Because I was going to ask you, because I wasn't sure if I was going to ask you, because I saw the
post,
the 2-year hiatus
from
socials, and then I saw the post,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, oh, does she even want to talk about this? Because I was going to be like, yo, where the fuck you been?
It's the only thing I know how to talk about without, I don't know. Like, I first of all, I spent like 3 years in almost complete isolation. I was talking like friends and stuff like that, but I didn't want to go. I didn't want to perform anywhere. I didn't want to do. And now I'm just like, now that I'm back on stage again and I'm like, I'm going on tour later this year.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't shut the fuck up.
Like, good.
And I decided that if one of these stalkers is going to take me out, that's how I'm going to die. And hopefully I become a martyr and people
a
learn.
Martyr.
Shoot first. Fuck that.
Yeah. Yeah, shoot first.
Shoot first.
Well, I'm working on
it. Is this your first podcast?
This is my first anything.
What?
Like, and so, well, except for my show that I did last week. I've been doing local shows and stuff.
But, okay.
And finally that one I promoted because I was scared to tell people my location. That's the thing about being an artist is you got to tell people where you are sometimes.
Yeah. I think about that too.
And that stalker, his friend told me that he thought that he was going to kill me. Like, on some...
Oh, his homie thought that the stalker was going to kill you because it was that crazy.
He was like, it's getting really bad. Well, he's schizophrenic. And at first, I was sympathetic to his mental health because I also struggle with mental health.
Yeah.
But at some point, if you're not getting help for it, then there's, I don't know what you want me to do.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to figure that out. That's no one's problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's your own. So, but no one tells you the only way to beat a stalker is to become a crazier, more psychotic, obsessive stalker yourself. Like, I had to, like, I don't want to tell if he's watching this, but I had to, like,
I know where he lives.
I know his mom's name. I know her maiden name. I know his dad's name. When he started calling me, I started answering the phone. I'm like, hello. I know where you are. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm putting hemorrhoid cream on. Just trying to scare him away.
And it didn't work.
Yeah, keep talking like that.
I can put it on for you.
I like refuse to change my phone number because I've had it since like 2009.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm like, I'm not gonna let you bully me. I'm gonna pick up the phone, bitch.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Yeah. What do you want, Jimmy? What do you want?
Man, I feel like, you know, damn, after all these years.
Well, I'm using this as an opportunity to like, anytime I'm given a platform anywhere, I want to talk about it to raise awareness.
Good.
So I'm doing that on stage. And it's very funny, but it's also like, it's funny because it's true.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah.
Damn,
I didn't mean to make this dark.
You were doing an interview since.
Can I have more tequila?
Yes. You haven't done any type of interview since before the pandemic?
I wasn't even planning on doing. You asked me. I was like, "Yeah, I'll do it. Fuck it." Like, well, I didn't tell anyone I was going to do it. But yeah, I would consult like my manager and like, my agent. But like, I'm like, no, I'm ready to talk my shit. Like, I'm ready to just. I'm like completely different now. Like, I'm. You could ask me anything. I'm an open book. Like, I want to talk about anything and everything.
Well, talk your shit, Melanie.
I've been quiet.
What you got on your mind? Give us all the tea. What the fuck are we talking about? Let's go.
What do you want tea on?
I don't know. What do you have tea on? Let us know. I mean, I feel like
I know,
you got
lots of people.
You got.
I brush shoulders with them all.
Well, you got, let's see. The pandemic was 2020. That's 4 years of tea you got for us. So, I mean, like, what's on your chest? What's on your mind, bro?
Hmm. I feel like it would need to be. Actually, that's the one person I've always had the discernment not to go anywhere near. Diddy.
Oh.
Yeah, because I heard stories of just how he would party. And I'm not, even though I've always had access to the best and biggest parties, and I've been at a few of them, his parties were just like, absolutely not. Mm. I didn't know any of this was, I didn't know it was like traffic. I didn't know.
I mean, we've all heard Diddy stories.
Yeah.
And with the stuff coming out right now, we don't know what's real and what's, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, the TikTok algorithm is just pushing all the, everyone's crazy takes and just people putting pieces together from, I don't know, just their mind.
Yeah. Really, but, I mean, yeah, because you never know who's just talking.
He told us he was a bad boy. Why are we shocked?
I mean, he built the whole company on it.
Bad boy for life in prison, probably, hopefully.
Well, well, then what's the confirmed tea you want to talk about then?
Confirmed tea. I don't know. I never met P. Diddy. I met Jennifer Lopez before.
Oh, okay. Everybody hates her right now on the internet.
Everyone does. And it's so conflicting because as a Puerto Rican woman from New York City, I'm like, damn, that's visibility.
Yeah.
You know, J-Lo, I always felt like she was someone to aspire like towards. Like she was someone who anything she wanted to accomplish, she did. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of the bulk of the hate that she's getting is misogyny. Mm. However, you can't be an awful person and like, because lots of people are awful. But when men do it, it's like way more excusable than if a girl was to do it. Like when men don't get called divas, you know what I mean? I don't know. You're laughing. I'm making both of you uncomfortable.
No. I was gonna say men don't.
I'm letting.
But they're not. They don't.
I was
get,
trying
they don't
to think of
divas.
What is.
I met her and she wasn't nice to me, but I didn't run and tell everybody because right. I was disappointed because I was just like, damn, like that sucks when someone you look up to your whole life.
Mm.
I'm like, see, this is why I like Mariah Carey better.
Well, the people got stories about Mariah too.
Yeah.
Well, what's your J-Lo story?
At least
what
happened? Mariah is like self-aware. Well, she did a movie with someone I was with. Okay. And
together with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I met her at this like award show and she wanted my ex to go upstairs and she met me and she looked me up and down and she grabbed me and she gave me the hardest, firmest handshake in the world. I was like, ow, okay. Get my hand back. Jesus.
Hilarious.
You know? And I could just, you know, when you know someone's just like
trying to intimidate you.
Yeah. Mm. You know? And it didn't work on me because I was just like, that's sad because you shouldn't, you're someone I love. Like, right. It shouldn't be like that. You know what I mean? Mm. And then she made my ex, pretend that he was single to promote the movie.
Mm-hmm.
And the publicist, both of them called me and said that, oh, you know, he's going to. So they were at after parties together, like holding hands and stuff to promote this. And it's even worse because I'm leaving a big part of it out. But, but you know, it just was like. That sucks.
Mm.
You know, and then I think she was on like Ellen and Ellen was like, doesn't he have a girlfriend? And then she was like, I don't know. We met. We friggin' met.
Ah.
You mean you don't know J-Lo. If he has a girl? You know, we met. You squeezed the shit out of my hand. I'm still black and blue. You know?
And then you and that dude got married.
No. That's it. Next question.
Well, I mean, look, man. Look, it's the business, Melanie, yeah. Right?
It's like, the business.
They had a movie to promote.
And I was okay with that until it wasn't okay. Because until, you know, coming home at 2 in the morning. I don't know.
Until they was actually fucking.
Uh-huh. I don't know.
Go ahead.
You know, I wouldn't do that. I also feel like, where is your faith in the movie? You know what I mean? Why do you have to act like you are with everyone that you're in a movie with? I don't understand. I don't
that
get
makes
it.
Sense.
This is going to all be cutting room floor. Edit this out.
I'm not editing shit unless you tell me to afterwards.
Yeah. I didn't have a beef with J-Lo until I saw the ham and cheese on the roll clip.
Oh, with the orange drink?
Yeah.
What happened?
they asked her go-to
bodega order.
Oh, bodega order. She said, ham and cheese on the roll. Oh, what she said? With an orange drink on the side, if
and
you know,
chips.
You know, and a small bag of chips.
Okay.
I was like, ham and cheese? Oh, man, stupid.
She could have said chopped cheese with an orange quarter water. You know what I mean?
Well, look, maybe she's different, all right?
And that's fine, but I have a problem with the type of different she is. It's just good as a ham and cheese sandwich. Buying it, you make that when you ain't got no money.
Okay, but maybe.
I've never ordered ham and cheese from the deli.
Do the bodegas melt the cheese on the ham and cheese at least?
Yeah. They well, then, ask them to.
There you go.
It's just not your typical bodega order. Like, it's just, maybe she went to a different, maybe it wasn't a bodega. Maybe it was just a corner store. I don't fucking
know. She went to Cats.
Like, I'm still making excuses because I'm like, as a Puerto Rican, I'm done with this slander.
How long you been in LA now?
So I moved to LA in 2014. Okay. And then I was here till the pandemic. And then I went back to New York.
During the pandemic?
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I just got back in January.
Just to be with fam and shit? Or
just to be next to family.
I get it.
I was like totally by myself. Like, oh my God, I was going fucking crazy.
Were you?
I wish that I set up my apartment with like cameras so I could watch myself losing my mind slowly and then like make it into like an art film later on. But because I was going through it and I spent 6 months alone and my dad was like, do you ever want to just come back to New York? And I was like, yes.
Oh, you spent 6 months alone before you went
with my dog, my poor dog.
Okay.
My poor baby, Cannoli.
Wow, you go to New York.
Yeah, because now she has like separation because she was so used to me being home all the time. And her eyes like always.
Just locked.
If my dog is not my soulmate, why are we always locking eyes from across the room?
That is your soulmate. Maybe y'all were married in a past life.
I think so. Beautiful girl.
Not gonna lie. I mean, yeah, granted, I was married during the pandemic, but it was like we're both people that enjoy our alone time. Mm-hmm. So I like... Because a lot of couples were going through it. You know what I'm saying? When they had to be locked in the house together for like however long that, like a year or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, thank God we had a big enough crib that she could be in one end and I could be at the other end. Because, you know, a lot of people found out that they hated each other during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. You know, we could at least be like, all right, you do your thing. I'm going to go do my thing over here.
Yeah.
A lot of people, a lot of fake people who were like swore they were like, I hate people during the pandemic started going crazy. I'm like, nah, I talk that I hate people shit and I live that I hate people shit because during the pandemic, I had a great time.
Yeah. I want to hate people so bad. I want to.
It's pretty fun.
It's not I feel bad for people.
That's the thing. Mm. When you actually hate people, you know, you are able to draw a line.
Yeah.
You feel bad from afar.
You feel bad from afar where you'd be like, look, man, during the meet and greet, you'd be like, I know you drove 8 hours. Like,
but that's your problem.
You not coming to this after party, my guy. That shit's just going to be weird. This is for you and me. Man. You know what I'm saying?
But I'm going to make this hug real tight, though. I got you on that, big dog.
I'm going to shake your hand real tight. I'm going to sanitize right afterwards.
I'm going to J-Lo your hand.
Bro, that was the tightest handshake in the... All right, I'm over it. It's fine.
She's a strong lady, and that's okay.
The pandemic. I don't know what I was going to say.
It's okay.
Oh, did you get any hobbies during the pandemic? Why am I interviewing you? I'm like, let's talk about you.
You know what? Because you're cool. You're a good person.
Yeah.
We're just having a conversation. Mm. During the pandemic, I...
Did you hear my stomach?
Are you hungry?
No, it's a tequila. It's like, my stomach's angry. It's like, what is this?
What is your usual drink?
Whiskey.
Oh, why didn't you?
I did tell you.
You did, but then I was like, well, we drink whiskey. And you were like, that's cool. If you told me that you prefer whiskey, I could have got you some whiskey.
I mean, I don't drink a lot because I love it too much. So I don't keep alcohol in my house.
Oh.
I only drink like... on occasion because I really love it. I love to get
you just out here crossing all her boundaries, dog.
I such wanted a man. This. No, such a fucking man, dude. I wanted this. But
well, should we take a shot?
Yes. Okay. Oh my God, wait, no.
Why is that your response to that?
You don't drink. I saw it. Nah, so don't drink.
Well, because she said, I love this. And I'm like, well, if you don't ever do this, let's do it.
I'm about to go do stand-up after this, too. It's going to be good to go.
Do you normally drink before you do stand-up?
No.
Should we not?
No, it's fine.
Okay.
I'm just going to fall asleep in the middle of my set.
Oh, man. That reminds me of the girls that complain about sending a long ass text and dude only replies to one part of it. He said all that. It was like, oh, you love it.
Tunnel vision, bro.
Tunnel vision.
Because look, if this is her excuse, this is my excuse too.
So you guys know that you do that?
I don't do that.
Okay.
But I know that women complain about that.
Melanie, here's what you should know about us.
You call me by my first name only?
Melanie Iglesias, here's what you know about her.
He calls everybody on the show their first name.
I do. I think it's very funny. You're very perceptive. She walked up when I let her in the door. And I was like, Melanie Iglesias, what's good? Good to see you. She's like, why do you call everybody by their first last name? And I'm like, you probably one of like three people who has ever noticed that I do that.
Really?
And yes. And I think it's so funny to do that. You know what I'm saying?
Because I don't want people, no, even though no one gives a fuck about me, I'm like, shh. Because I got stalkers. I got paranoid.
I'm fucking paranoid.
What's your middle name?
No, I'm not. That's the one thing that's like sacred to me that people don't know.
Okay, look.
Ingrid.
Melanie Encarnacion Iglesias. Let's do this.
Melanie Maria.
Oh, wow. You're so stereotypical.
What? That's my mom's name.
Cheers.
What the hell?
Let's go.
That's so funny.
Is there like a vomiting bag or something? Like,
do you want to do this or not?
Mickey, what a typical girl. Gives you the eye contact signal and then wants to recant.
Yeah, yeah. I couldn't sense it at first, okay?
Look, I pour shots now because I can't just kiss on the mouth now. I get the signal and then I go in, all right? You spilling already? Wow.
It's a Gemini.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
I'm like a true blue Gemini.
Oh,
fuck. That's
funny. Well, I'm a Pisces, so.
Oh.
What's that mean to you?
You're very sensitive and.
That's facts.
You have strong feelings about things.
This is also true, yeah.
And yeah, you're kind of, you could be turbulent, but you're also, there's a lot of good things about you too, but I haven't learned them yet.
Give me the negative Pisces shit and I'll tell you this real.
They're just very, they're too sensitive for me.
That's also,
and I'm
that's
very
also
breezy.
She said, bitch ass nigga.
Well, look.
I'm very breezy. I don't like to harp on things.
I be harping.
Yeah, yeah. And you guys tend to be like a little spiteful.
It's not spite. It's that we require resolution. And I'm not even speaking for Pisces because I low-key believe, I low-key don't. But my wife.
I get on water signs nerves.
Do you?
Yeah. Because I'm airy and just like, whatever. And y'all just be brewing. And
okay, look. This shit is real. Rick is what I'm beginning to realize.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, I love you.
Yeah, sweet.
I love you too, Tim. I'm grateful to be here.
I appreciate it so much. Because my wife, Capricorn.
Ooh, I love them.
Will say, she'll be like, she can literally, she requires no resolution on anything. Mm. She can be like, whatever, I don't care, move on.
My mom's like that. She's Capricorn.
Ugh. To the point where, now this is where it gets very annoying. I'm not even talking about relationship shit. It gets annoying where, I'll give you an example.
Mm.
We can watch a whole episode of Family Feud. Mm. We will get to the end where they're going to find out if the family wins or not. I'm talking about they will have 10 points left to reach that 200, right? And she'll be like, all right, well, let's go to sleep. Off. I'm like, what? Are you crazy? And she's like, what? Who cares? I'm like, you don't want to know if they got the 10,000? Are you, what? The 20,000, whatever it is?
It's like, why are we watching this?
Yeah, and she's like, aww. Who cares? I'm like, you tripping, bro.
I love that for her.
And she will often be like,
she's detached.
She's cool. So detached. And that's a big reason why we work so well, because that's a lot of shit where she just, where a lot of people will be like, how is your wife not upset about this? She could give a shit.
Yeah.
So that's why, you know, we work. But also sometimes it's like, what's wrong with you, man?
That's so funny.
You know,
I've never dated a water sign. I've never dated a water sign.
What? And Geminis are what?
Air.
And what falls under that? Gemini.
Libra,
well, like, what are the
Aquarius.
Other signs? Libra. Oh, okay. Libra as well. Okay. Mm-hmm. Word. Okay. Interesting.
Libra's a scale. Yeah. Balanced.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Rick has kept me very balanced over the years.
I was gonna say, every time I watch an episode of this, you just seem so evenly keeled. Like, you're just so, I love your energy.
Well,
you seem totally mentally healthy. Yeah. I really admire that.
Now I have to pretend to be that all the time. Thanks a lot. No, but thank you.
Oh my God, I laugh like a witch. Someone told me the other day. They're like, you laugh like a witch. I was like, okay, I come from a long generation of witches.
Brujeria.
Yeah. No, you don't, because for me, a witch laugh is like, you didn't do that.
One more of these tequilas.
Oh, well, then I think we need to like party or something, because I'm trying to hit a witch laugh.
Everyone tells me that I'm so great when I drink, and that's why I don't keep alcohol in the house, because everyone's like, oh my God, you're so fun when you drink. I'm like, well, fuck you. I like to smoke and be like in my head, you know, but drinking gets me out of that. I'm not thinking at all.
I feel like you should drink more and smoke less.
Damn. Especially as an asthmatic, you know, because I smoke in spite of my asthma.
What?
Yeah.
No, girl, drink and let
but
go.
It hurts
Don't
so
be
good.
Thinking about the shit. Look, give your lungs a rest and just drink. Punish your liver a little more and let your lungs breathe.
See, do you drink with every the wrong day? Organs. Do you drink? How often do you drink?
I don't drink every day.
Every podcast?
I drink when I'm pod, which is like once a week.
But do you have like a glass of wine when you go home?
Sometimes. Yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, when I'm at the crib, when I'm cooking, I'll have a glass of wine or a beer or whatever.
Cooking? Yeah. Do you make Thai food?
I don't. When I say cooking, I'm talking about follow the HelloFresh recipe.
Oh, okay, never mind.
But I don't make
the HelloFresh yellow curry.
My mom will come drop off like Thai food and shit, you know, so I don't need to do that. I probably should learn the recipes before they retire to heaven, you know, I drink on the rarest, not rarest. I drink every week probably.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
I do like once every 3 months.
Every 3 months? Mm-hmm. This is the once every 3 months?
I had a White Claw 2 days ago, and I literally, because I only had one, I went home and I passed right out.
Did you really?
Yeah. I don't know. I think I'm like allergic to this.
Oh, then I don't know. Sorry, I made you take a shot.
No, it's good.
Okay, good. As long as you're happy about it. Yeah, I don't want to.
I'm going to be like, please don't post this podcast.
I don't want you to regret.
Bill Cosby's going to be like, see, they just be falling asleep. I ain't had nothing to do with that. It was regular drink.
I ain't had nothing to do with that at all.
It's natural.
We've had more drunk on here, so you're good. Shout out to Leia.
Who got the drunkest here?
There was a hilarious comedian named Leia Thompson. Yeah. So funny.
I'm gonna beat
she
them.
Was great.
Hold on.
She came drunk.
I didn't get her drunk.
I
at her hotel.
Alcohol.
Wow, you already drunk. Even,
no, I just have like a gap in my tooth. So
that's adorable. Never fix it. Never fix it.
I'm not. I don't fix anything.
Good.
I have never got braces. I should. My dentist told me this is probably inappropriate. He said my teeth are sexy.
No, fuck. What? Wait, your dentist told you your teeth are sexy?
Yeah, that's like, weird, right?
That's weird.
I'm not used to people not being weird, so it's like normalized for people to be weird with me.
Like at the dentist's office or like?
Yeah. Like you was in the chair and he was like, your teeth are sexy?
Yeah, another time.
How old were you?
24.
Okay, thank God. Okay.
another time I had stitches in my leg. And I went to get them taken out, and the guy was like, such a shame, such beautiful legs had to be ruined. And I was like,
what the fuck?
It's just, doctors have always been weird.
Yo, men are trash, bro.
Hey, look.
Thank you.
This is not new shit that I'm hearing either. Lots of girls have these about, like, mostly doctors. I never heard the dentist.
My whole life I've been harassed.
Yeah, it's
awful. That's why I'm funny.
Men are trash.
Yeah, no, like, they really be out here.
Literally.
They just try it.
Join me.
And I have to
identify as anything but.
I have the try me face. Everyone knows that I look approachable. I don't know how to look less approachable.
Open carry. It's the only way.
I'm with you. I'm literally thinking about it.
Nah, open. They got to see.
I'm going to watch this back and be like, my shirt was so filthy with tequila.
You got a yarn on you.
Oh, great.
That's been there the whole time, probably.
Okay.
She's a mess, guys. Stop fucking stalking her. Look at her.
Stop stalking her. Look.
There are better people to stalk.
Well, no, because you're so nice. I feel like you're the ideal person to stalk because you don't set the boundaries.
Fucking stalkers is like, well, look,
right
as far
now,
as victims
I'm
go,
getting a gun.
From here on out, look, I'm not stalk her. She's mean. Do not try and talk to her after her shit, all right?
She don't like y'all. Girl. She don't care how far you drove to see her.
She got a gun. She got mace. She got fucking brass knuckles.
And I know karate.
And she stank.
Yeah, she. Yeah, I'll tell you right now. She does not smell good, all right? So do not get close.
Smelly Melly.
Smelly Melly.
In the building.
Yes, let's go. Where can we find you? What can we, what do you want to plug?
What do I want to plug? I got a show next week in North Hollywood at the Ha Ha.
This is going to come out in 2 weeks, so what?
Oh, okay. No, never mind. The show is over. Just follow me on Instagram and TikTok. I got a lot of stuff coming up. I'm going on tour later this year.
Bang.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Melanie Iglesias. I appreciate you. I fuck with you.
Thank you. That was fast.
Thank you. You're genuinely funny. A lot of the shit you were saying, I was like, this is great. This is good shit. Not even as a hot girl. This is like genuinely funny shit. So I appreciate you. Follow her on everything. Make sure y'all like, share, all that bullshit. Thank you for watching No Chaser Podcast. I'm Tenshaun Tharongsu.
I'm Ricky Shucks.
Thank you for watching. Bye.